Of messages between Roseo and his closest advisors, which included jokes about Hurricane Maria victims and homophobic comments. And getting late word that Theresa May has officially resigned as the British Prime Minister to make way for newly elected Boris Johnson. Delivering a speech at 10 Downing Street for the last time just minutes ago, May said she hopes for a Brexit that works for the whole United Kingdom. She had an audience with Queen Elizabeth this afternoon, local time in the UK, and tendered her resignation. During her speech, a protester shouted, "Stop Brexit," to which May said, "I think not." You can find us on usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
All right, welcome to the show. This is I Love New Jersey, location, location, location. I'm Jeannie Murphy, Weikert Flemington. If you're looking to buy, sell, or rent, please call me. I'd love to help you. Today, I'm going to give you an update on the weather forecast if you happen to be in Central Jersey. Isolated showers after 2 p.m. today, otherwise mostly sunny with a high of 82. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 62. Sunny all day with a high of 83 on Thursday, and then mostly clear with a low around 62 on Thursday night. Sunny again with a high of 86 on Friday, mostly clear on Friday night with a low around 65. Mostly sunny all day on Saturday with a high of 86. 66. Partly cloudy with a low around 66 Saturday night. Mostly sunny all day on Sunday with a high of 87, and then mostly clear with a low around 67 Sunday night. So we're in for some great weather. If you've been with us through this heat wave that we had last week, and I'm sure you're happy to hear that. So I just wanted to welcome you to the show. Thanks for watching in. My guest today is Maria Bowers, and she's with Be Designed. She's an interior decorator, and she's going to talk about a number of different things, some tips for you. Stay with us.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is I Love New Jersey, location, location, location. I'm Jeannie Murphy, Weikert, Flemington, and my guest today is Maria Bowers. Again, she's with the company Be Designed with a D. You can look her up and follow her along on Facebook. She was talking about, I actually just want to introduce you. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you for having me, Jeannie. How are you?
I'm good. It's good to have you, too. All right, let's talk a little bit about you. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Well, my name is Maria Bowers. I am an interior decorator. I am also a mom to two beautiful boys. I started my business about 3.5 years ago after my second son was born and just wanted to pursue my passion for decorating. It's really given me an outlet of creativity that I normally wouldn't have had I gone back to my financial industry job that I had before I had my kids. It also has brought me into a lot of family homes. I've been able to create so many great homes for families of young kids. And it's just been fun. I'm really happy that I have been able to start this business and get to meet a lot of wonderful people.
And so you service what areas of New Jersey again?
So I reside in Hunterdon, so that's my base area. But I also do Morris and Somerset County, some Warren County, some Sussex County. I try to stay within about an hour and a half drive because the boys still are young. So I do like to be able to have that flexibility of being home with them.
Right. So tell us about your typical day in your life.
A typical day in my life, depending on the project, it really starts out with an in-home consultation. And I come to your home for about an hour and a half, and you give me a tour of the rooms that you would like to be decorated or styled. A lot of people have contacted me for color consultations. A lot of people are redoing their kitchens. So that's a big thing. And really just kind of updating their homes and wanting to make it feel more comfortable and relaxing for everybody. So the in-home consultation is really when we get to sit down and meet each other and I get to see the style of the home and we talk about different types of things. I go over some ideas in regards to furniture and everything like that. And once that happens and the client says, okay, let's go ahead with this, it starts off with a basic design. A 3D design is optional, but it's not mandatory. So a lot of people in our area, they like to do the project themselves, but they just don't have the vision. So I offer a design consultation.
I'm that team. Yeah, go ahead. That's cool.
So I offer a design consultation where I would source all the furniture and the fabrics and accessories for the room or rooms that you're trying to put together and the color and hand over the design to my client. And each item has shoppable links that they'll be able to go and purchase, if not the exact item, something similar. But it really breaks it down into how I would come in and style, even shelf styling, shelf decor, and, you know, accessory pillows. I break it down to
the... Must be so much fun.
It really is. It's almost like a puzzle. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like you have all of these pieces scattered, and really once you start putting that puzzle together and you see it come together, it's so exciting. And I mean, even with my design consultations, if I'm not there for the setup and I'm not there for the end result, I do reach out and I try to come and take pictures. And
oh yeah,
it's like I'm just as excited as my client. Sure. When I see the final result, because it's to be able to give that, to be able to help people in that way. It's really rewarding.
Yeah, for sure. I was going to say one thing I just picturing in my world is when my new buyers go in and they just close on the house and they're out measuring and so on. Mm-hmm. And it's so funny because it does take an expert because, I mean, they're like measuring one wall just assuming that the couch is going to have to go against the one wall because mm-hmm. there's no door there or something. But I'm thinking about if you were to actually sit with the new buyers and kind of take it to the next level and explain that there's probably options other than that one wall, and that would just make such a difference in the room. I am only talking about this because I love real estate and I love going to the houses. Mm-hmm. We were talking about that beforehand. Yes. You know? It's so much fun to see someone who's really clever or who has their house staged.
Yes.
Even if, I mean, there's just different types of personalities. And some people who take the time to really have their house done, it's night and day. I mean, it's like you can take a house that really doesn't have the way it is. You wouldn't think it has the potential. And then all of a sudden what you do, transform the whole entire thing. And then it's like, wow,
yeah.
That's cool. Yeah, and the before and after pictures. And I know you were talking about how you do that on you share them on your Facebook page.
I do.
So what's your Facebook name?
So my Facebook name is Now Be Designed. So it's NOWBDESIGND.
Okay. She's so cute. Okay.
Or just Be Designed.
Oh, wait, we're going to go to our break real quick. So okay. Stand by. I'm Jeannie Murphy, Weikert Flemington. This is I Love New Jersey. Location, location, location. Thanks for watching in. Again, my guest is Maria Bowers, and she's talking about interior design. We'll be right back. Thanks for watching.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
That was fun. All right, we're having a really good time here. Thanks for watching in. I'm talking to Maria Bowers. She's a resident of Tewksbury in Hunterdon County. Her and her husband are 2 kids, and she has a business of interior designs. So when I first thought of having her on the show, because Larry McEntee, my favorite home inspector, he had talked about how much information she'd had. And so I was immediately thinking of it only towards real estate, because I always think of Weikert and real estate. But we were just talking about just the fact that you can actually, like, I want you to tell a story about the basement that you're doing in Hillsborough, because I love basement renovations. So go for it.
Okay, so this is one of my favorite projects to date. It really, my client reached out to me, I guess, in November. They started working with a contractor with their basement, and it's a larger than normal basement that you would have. The ceilings are very high. They're about 10 feet.
Nice.
So you walk down, and you don't feel like you're in a basement, even though it's not a walkout basement. But they contacted me. I went out, and it was the bare essential of a basement, concrete floor, open walls, a million poles. And, you know, they had somewhat of a vision of what they wanted. They wanted a wine cellar. They wanted a place that they can go and entertain. They have a 9-year-old daughter, so they wanted to have a place that her and her friends can go and hang out, and also maybe like a little kitchenette and stuff. But they were having issues bringing that vision to the contractor and really deciding. I mean, what goes into that, just like any renovation, is the overwhelming amount of things that you have to decide on: color, floors, paint, everything, like fixtures.
Ceiling.
How they wanted it to feel.
Yeah, feeling and ceiling.
So I met with them and I spoke with them, and we decided to move forward, and I created a 3D rendering for them. And this was really fun to put together because I was able to take their style and really incorporate, and their likes, you know, their sports teams and everything like that, and really incorporate it into the 3D design. And it was nice for when I presented it to them, then they were able to really see the potential of what their basement could have. And we're just wrapping it up, and the flooring just went in, and it's so exciting to watch it in stages.
How long did it take?
So we began the design I presented to them before Christmas, and construction after permits and everything like that. I think construction started beginning of March, maybe even middle of February. But so much goes into that before it actually begins. There was a lot of meetings with the contractors, going over everything, making sure measurements, finding, you know, the cabinetry and picking out all of this stuff. You know, I had to source the flooring, the colors, the furniture, the kitchen cabinet. There's like a little kitchenette down there.
That's so cool.
And it was fun. And some of the things I did on my own, and a lot of the things I did with my clients, because obviously it's their style. And we worked together. And I mean, it's been such a fun project. And one of the biggest ones that I've done to date. And
I saw the pictures too. It's like absolutely beautiful wine cellar. Like she says, it's got the kitchen. It's got the open area for the kids to play. And I mean, it is beautiful.
There is some shiplap in there. I had to throw that in there.
Yeah, I love it. And we were talking about like sconces and lights and stuff. Lights are to me like, and all, you just got to say one thing. When it comes to you and your home, if you have an unfinished basement, invest in yourself, because guess what? When it's time to sell, or why don't you just enjoy your life while you're there? Because making a basement into a living space is like the complete, I mean, it's just like adding a whole another, you know, whole another level to your house, and you get to enjoy it. And it's like so much fun to watch it come along. And then when you go to resell later, people care about finished basements like crazy.
They do. And the good thing about this is that even though it's not a walkout, there's no oversized windows or anything, it has such an open feeling, and we were able to create a sense of coziness. But, yeah. I mean, anybody can literally, there's also a powder room. You can live down in their basement.
Sure.
I mean, there's going to be a refrigerator, an oven.
I have a
listing.
There's
no reason to go upstairs.
I have a house in Phillipsburg, New Jersey, okay? And it's got it's only $265,000. It's got three bedrooms. It's a ranch on the top of a hill with 3 acres. Okay, call me if you're looking for a house. I swear to God, 4 miles away would be double the price. But anyway,
yes,
that basement, the owners had an excavating company. So when they were doing their basement, they didn't finish it. So I'm going to bring a customer one day and give them to you. But somehow or another, they eliminated the poles. They got the poles. They resupported the entire basement and eliminated the poles. So it's got like literally like 13 or 14 inch high basement open. It's got a bathroom down there, but it's not finished and it's not done. So when whoever comes along and buys it, I'm introducing them to you.
That's amazing.
No, yeah, because I mean, it is amazing. And I'm like, I want to sell the house just for the basement, even though it's not done. Because I'm like, anybody who wanted to add, like, seriously, a whole nother, you could have a whole person could live down there, 2 bedrooms in the basement without any obstruction. I mean, it's crazy. Another thing I saw, I think it's kind of fun when I'm, you know, showing houses, creative things. Like when you go down in your unfinished basement, I've seen where they have taken the under the stairwell and opened it up and made that a bar so that the glasses hang when you come down the stairs. You don't even see it, but when you turn, little lights and everything, oh, you feel like you're in a little bar area, but it's just like making use of space. It's cool. I just love the pictures that you were doing. So go ahead. Sorry.
Just to go off on the blank slate, it really is so fun when you do have the opportunity to work with a blank slate, because then you can, you're not working with the previous owner's style, or starting over anyway. It's just exciting just to see how the potential of what you can do with just a basement.
That's exciting. I love it.
And new construction. And, you know, previously you were talking about, you know, when people go in and measure just like the wall, just to put the sofa on there. A lot of calls that I get, ironically, are people who have just moved in and bought either a large sectional that doesn't go in the area, or have been living there and just bought couches or something like that, either too large, too small. A lot of people don't take into consideration the scale of the furniture. A lot of times when they see a larger living room, they're like, okay, we need to fill this up with two couches, two chairs, a large coffee table, an armoire, and all of this stuff. And then when they get it, it just looks too cluttered. So that's a lot of the things that I do in regards to space planning and just making sure everything is, you know.
Do you usually do like a whole house when you go to someone's house, or a room or a couple rooms? Like, I understand the kitchen thing. That's a big deal.
It depends. It depends on – usually what happens is people want to start off with one room, and then when I'm there for the consultation, they're like, let me show you this. What about this? This is what I'm thinking. This is what I'm thinking down the line. And it's exciting because what happens in that consultation is – I give off some ideas. It's not just me saying, okay, well, these are the services, this is what I can provide, and yay or nay, do you want to go ahead? It is a collaborative effort. We have a conversation of different things that I can think of off the top of my head. A lot of the times, the ideas may or may not, you know, spin out.
Mm-hmm.
Also, for example, I just went on an in-home consultation for paint colors, and the homeowner they just moved in, and they had all of these colors picked, and she's like, but I'm scared of all of the colors. And one of the colors that she selected for her kitchen was very blue. And I just explained to her, I said, you know, it's just not going to work in this kitchen because the tile that they had that they were not immediately replacing, I go, it's going to make it look more pink. Plus, they had a blue island, and I'm like, it just won't mesh well. So a lot of people are like, okay, well, let me select a paint color off of this little chip. But then once it's on all the walls, it looks completely different. So that I can help with in the in-home consultation, too.
Nice. Yeah.
It just kind of unravels, you know. Once you start talking, it's amazing what you find out. And I love looking at going through people's homes and really learning their style. And, you know, there's a lot of people who are like, you know, I need to put this in. This has special meaning to me. You know, how can we make this work? I know it's not the most popular trend right now, but I need this to work. And if I can find a way to incorporate it into the room that they want it in, it's very special.
Totally cool. I'm like thinking about my husband. He would be like, oh, you can do our basement into Jets themed thing? You're hired.
Yeah.
I mean, I could just picture it. But yeah, when it comes to blues in the kitchen, I don't even know anything about what you're talking about because you are the expert. So I can only say that I'm just picturing a blue kitchen and I'm like, ooh, good thing you told him the truth.
Yes. Some of it, I think some people, when they see the white cabinets, they just automatically want to put a splash of color on the wall. And that I understand. But even take into consideration the white that's on the cabinets. It might be an antique white, an off-white, a stark white. And all of those colors have undertones as well. So you throw up a different color next to it, and it all can be perceived differently. So
that's so interesting.
And what's amazing is that I might see a color differently than how somebody else sees it, obviously because of our eyesight and everything like that. But I really do like to, during the consultations, I also try to teach people about color. Mm-hmm. Because it's not only the paint colors, it's the color of the floor, the wood, the color of the granite, the fixtures, the stainless steel versus white appliances. And it all plays a part. Some people are just like, no, I just want paint color. And I'm like, you have to take into consideration everything. It's everything that's in the room, the lighting. If it's not a kitchen, if
I have another client for you. I'm just thinking about this, okay? Because I'm going to put a plug out there for the Creekside development, the Pulte 55 and older community over around the corner here off by the Fudge Shop.
Yes.
Sorry, I had to say this because they have award-winning interior design over there. I don't know if you've ever seen the floor models or not, but just to your point, they have made the most beautiful possible showrooms, because basically they're experts like you. So when you're talking, I'm thinking about every detail, every single thing. So perfect. So I was saying to Howard, the sales guy over there, but call me first if you're interested. I'll take you through. You won't believe it. But anyway, I said to him,
I want to go through.
Yeah, I want to take you. Yeah, just for fun. Awesome. Yeah, and it's funny because it's almost like the reverse. I said, Howard, does it depress you, like, when you show this great model and then someone moves in who doesn't have the same experience or, the ability, the skill to be an interior decorator, and they put all their stuff and it doesn't look anything like the perfection? So I was thinking about how it's like that everybody, and I do. I have a client who's moving in there in November, and they're going to need your services too, because that's exactly, how do you keep something so beautiful?
And in regards to moving, one of the biggest things, and I've even experienced it since we've only been in the house about a month now, a lot of the furniture did not transfer from my old home, because we used to live in a colonial, and now it's more of a modern farmhouse style
cool
house. We definitely had more furniture before, mm-hmm. but the style of that furniture does not fit the style of this home.
Oh.
And even the color scheme that I had, I'm more of a neutral. I like to throw splashes of color in the accessories and everything, but the larger things I like to keep neutral because it's just easier. And
really? I'm learning something new.
But a lot of the things Yay. That came over in regards to the colors that are on the wall, I used to have a cream sofa, and it would have looked way too yellow in my new home. So I find when a lot of people move, they want to incorporate their old furniture. And the biggest frustration with that is that it just doesn't work, whether it's the color schemes that they have going on, the floors, the sizes of the rooms. They can't set it up exactly how they want it with the old home, or just the style of the home in general. So it's really interesting to see like how people get frustrated with that. And then,
I don't think I could move, because there wouldn't be another house that all my crap would not go into any house, because I have a really old house and it's stuck like the Titanic underneath the ocean. It's literally, it's 1848 and it's like got wallpaper, and it's got like all the old, it looks like it was when it was original, because I can't change one room or I have to change the whole house. So I just leave it all.
Literally. I mean, and that's another thing. It just kind of, you have one thing that you want to do, and it just rolls into a whole list of everything else.
Yeah, because if you do upgrade like your kitchen and then everything else is left behind, I would only want to do it dedicated to the task. It would have to be a big picture strategy. Start with that, but know that over the years, you're going to take on each other rooms to make it happen. Yeah, that's so cool, though.
Yeah.
How do you keep up on, like say a kitchen, or like, do you have any tips or any kind of, do you know anything about new appliances that are out there or anything like that?
In regards to appliances, I actually prefer, I've always had my clients select that, because I think appliances are a very personal thing. What I would normally select for somebody else might need something else. I mean, there's all different types of cooks out there who want different types of stoves. I'm more of a, like fast cook. So I don't need like,
you're not a chef. Yeah.
And some people just prefer the double wall oven. I'll be able to provide measurements, but when it really comes to that, that's something I can guide them in the right direction.
That's great. But you let them have their personality. You just make it happen.
I'd rather have them go select that and really get a feel for what they want. So, even though I can give recommendations in my design and everything, that stuff I keep personal.
Want to make sure you know who I'm talking to again. Her name's Maria Bowers, and she's an interior decorator with the company Be Designed, with a D. You can look it up. She's talking about her services. I'm Jeannie Murphy with Weikert Flemington, and I was thinking about, if you're watching this show and you're thinking, I want an interior designer to come to my house, then you just have to get in touch with Maria. So what's the best way?
My cell phone, 908-963-8299.
And if you want to buy a house and then have an interior decorator, then call me and then get 2 for 1.
There you go.
There you go. So anyway, yeah, no, I think it's funny because there is so much application to real estate with your services. Every single one, especially the younger new home buyers I'm thinking of who don't have the furniture yet, who have the house now. Mm-hmm. And by the way, interest rates are so low, like 3.78. This is July 24th, 2019, by the way, that you could buy $300,000. For every $100,000 of mortgage, it's about $470. So I keep teasing everybody saying you could buy like one laptop computer or you could own a $300,000 house, you know, if you want one per month, because it's only 3 times 470 for $300,000 for a house.
Actually, that could be a half a laptop.
There you go. See? So you get 2 months of owning
laptops.
2 months of for one laptop, you could have 2 months of mortgage payment on a $300,000 house, and then she could come over and make it perfect. So I just can't believe it. I sit there going all the time. Everything to me revolves around real estate. You know what I mean? It's like everything. When I walk into Walmart, it's like shelving. Oh, real estate. You know, your services.
But in regards to that, that's almost, you're almost thinking like an interior decorator, because when you go into somebody's home, especially, you know, you have to advise them and say, okay, this is what is on the market right now. This is what you should be doing to your home. This is how you can do it. I mean, there is, I do find a lot of realtors that...
Absolutely. I can give a lot of advice like about finishing the basement. Like over, if you're buying and you want to finish the basement, do it, because it's so, it's just for the space, nothing else. But I have absolutely no design sense whatsoever. So please, I know an expert when I see one. So yeah, no, I just can't even imagine, like, seriously, because I had did one, my basement in Hillsboro when my husband and I were first married and our son was baby, we did a really great job because my dad had a good idea. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so we did that basement. But like you say, I can just imagine having someone like you come out and give the idea. And then if a do-it-yourselfer person wants to do it, you could guide them through that way. You don't have to, you know, actually do it. But just to have the creativity and the colors and the sconces and stuff. Because there's so much that can be done in a basement.
Yes, and I source all of that stuff for the people who do want to do it themselves as well. I think a lot of the misconception with hiring an interior decorator or designer is that it's going to cost so much money. And even though it is really a luxury job and, you know, not everybody feels that they need it, the way that I like to present it is that I'm not here to, you know, it'll actually cost you more if you go out and you buy that sectional and it just doesn't look right with everything and you keep making mistakes in regards to paint colors and having somebody come and paint or even wasting your time painting yourself. It really does.
Do you have like people that you work with that are like painters and stuff?
I do. I have painters. I have contractors that I've worked with that I've met over the last couple of years that do phenomenal jobs. And, you know, I have them do my personal things as well. So, it's nice to see them work on my projects and, we really all work well together.
Yeah, well, I know our office needs to have you come and speak because everybody in our office, we're realtors, and everybody is always asking for a painter. Like, it's like, hello out there. You know, there's got to be a lot of painters around, but nobody knows anybody. It's like crazy. I wanted to ask you about something about that. Oh, so tell us about, okay, so on your initial consultation, is there a rough idea of how much it costs or what's that about?
So my initial consultation is $125, okay. And it runs from an hour to an hour and a half. I actually have been toying with the idea of doing a longer version of an in-home consultation, to where I would bring paint colors and draw up the different space planning and stuff like that. I haven't exactly panned out all the details, but a lot of people have so many questions that I find that my consultations are going over the amount. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to be able to offer that to where I can come in for 2 to 3 hours and we just go through all the rooms and I can really sit down and say, okay, this is the things that I would recommend. These are the paint colors that I would recommend, and leave you with a couple of paint colors, maybe even a couple of furniture and accessory items that you can source in regards to how to lay out a room or something like that. And names of people that can help you, the painters and the contractors, if you're looking to do renovations. I feel like it alleviates a lot of the pressure off of the homeowner.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you think about it, when you're doing a renovation, you're just like, okay, you know, I just want it to look pretty. The contractor is going to come back with you. What kind of molding do you want? What kind of flooring do you want? If you're doing a bathroom or a kitchen, the backsplash, the tile, you need to pick this all out. And then contractors, they all have deadlines, so you have to meet them. And that's when it becomes overwhelming. And having somebody to work with just alleviates that stress, because you have somebody saying, okay, this is the size crown molding that you want. You really want 3.5, not 5.5, you know, and you want it to go this way and stain this color. Because it does. It's, you know, I've had some clients that have been like, I've just stared at everything in Lowe's and I just cannot make a decision. And,
absolutely.
You know, it takes away the pressure for them, and it also takes away time that they're spending scrolling and trying to look. And, you know, I work with both local and online sources for furniture and accessories. And, you know, some people spend hours just scrolling or price comparing or reading reviews. And that's why I'm hired. That's why what I do for you. It's not, you know, I know it's good. I know it's not good. And I can work with all budgets and I'll advise you accordingly of, you know, what we can do for your budget.
It makes me laugh out loud thinking to myself, because I have a client, if you can imagine this, okay, she inherited $1 million, right? And she never had any money, right? So she's like looking at houses with me. And so it's kind of funny, because when I'm showing her houses, she's shown me a couple of pictures of what it is that she wants, mm-hmm. right? But she's smart, and she doesn't want to overspend with her money and stuff. Mm-hmm. But she's laughing because she's like, oh, when we get this house, I'm going to be able to buy all kinds of wine glasses and matching towels. And she's got like all this vision, but she's not a decorator and she needs your help. But it makes me laugh, because I was thinking about when you were talking, and I was thinking, we keep trying to find a house for her that looks like the picture. Mm-hmm. And these houses are $500,000, $600,000, $700,000, right? Mm-hmm. All of a sudden I'm thinking, wait a minute, we could find her a house and you could make it look like that. And I don't have to find that house. We could just find her a house. I could tell her about you, and then she could show you the picture, and then you could make the house look like what she wants instead of me having to find it.
Yeah. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, because I know what she wants, but she spends so much more than if she just found a house that she liked and had it made into what you're talking about.
And a lot of the houses that you're trying to find are already decorated or already right. done. And I think you should start from the bottom up. You really want to find the location that you want to be. You want to find a house with good bones. And everything else will come when it's supposed to. Like
right now.
You know?
Like right now. I'm taking her out tomorrow night, and I'm going to show her property tomorrow night. But instead of trying to find the needle in the haystack, because that's what we keep trying to do, is match this picture that she likes to a house. We're going to find the house, like you said, and then I'm going to tell her to talk to you.
Yes. I mean, it's going to happen with any type of house. You could find her dream home, mm-hmm. and then she could be living in it and say, I need to change it for me.
And that definitely happens, yeah.
And then, I don't know, I feel... the home is where the biggest thing for me, and what I tell my clients, is that you really want to invest in your home, because that is where you go after to get away from your crazy life, to hang out with your family,
yeah.
to hang out with yourself. And if you don't feel comfortable, if you don't love going home, then there's nothing else that is going to feel as good as your home. And
that's like the backyards, the basements.
Yes. I mean, everything about it.
The bathrooms.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, people have reasons for why they want to move. And everybody, I mean, I know when we decided to move, everybody's like, you have the perfect home. Why do you want to move? And we're like, because there's certain things that we want. And we fortunately found it in our new home. You know, we found the space that we wanted to be in. We found the area. And, I mean, as much as we loved our old home, it's almost like we sort of outgrew it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the second we moved in, even through the craziness of packing, like, there was just a sense of relief, like, this is right. And that's what people really need to have in their home. So,
absolutely. So,
plus, decorating is so much fun.
You must love it.
I do love it.
I can tell.
I know.
Yeah. I'm not a decorator, but I love real estate. So I get what you're talking about when you love something, right?
Mm-hmm.
So tell us a little bit. Do you have any tips for anybody out there? Like, what are your favorite like success stories or anything like that?
In regards to selling or decorating?
Well, just decorating.
I think in regards to decorating, the biggest tip that I can say is go with your style. Don't go with the trend. A lot of people love to scroll Pinterest and they're like, I love this room. I love this room. I want to make my room look like that. But I really feel that people should just keep in touch with their style and, you know, don't listen to what everybody else is saying you should do to your room. And I don't do that either. I don't come in and say, okay, this is how you need to style it. I give you the best advice of how to create the atmosphere that you want to create within that room with your pictures, with the colors that you like. Really to, you know, you just want to keep everything as best to you as possible. Yeah, if that makes any sense.
No, completely. And I think $125 is really cheap.
Thank you.
No, I mean, I do.
Well, that's just for my home consultation. Well, and then after that, yeah, I drop the design proposal.
Of course. No, but I'm only saying that comparatively with the services that in real estate, home buyers and sellers retain, because there's the inspections and the attorneys and the title companies, whatever. If you're going to go through all that work, and it costs a lot for pest inspections and everything else, right? Mm-hmm. Hours of home inspections. It takes at least 3 to 5 hours for it. I think $125 more just to get an idea of what you think could be done to the house, either before you sell it or when you buy it. It seems like a great, might as well invest in yourself.
So if somebody is thinking about selling, I do offer home staging.
Talk about that for a little bit.
So I do offer home staging, and this is where I'll come in and I will stage the home with all of the things that the homeowner already has. Probably will bring in, you know, go over like a little budget with them of like different things that I could add depending on their style. You really want to declutter, like put things away that that you're not using. So we sold our house in the spring. So I put all of our winter coats away and, you know, just kind of kept a couple of things in the closet. You really want to take down all of your personal items, unfortunately, the pictures and stuff, because when people come in and see your home, they want to be able to vision it themselves there. And you also want to give them a sense of, I want them to leave everything. This is exactly how I want the home to be set up. And you want to give them a sense of, you know, just comfort of walking in and almost like you're entertaining. When we entertain, we always have some sort of music playing in the background and you're cooking and everything smells good. And, you know, the fire is going. Not that I would recommend leaving a fire on when you're showing your home, but you really want to give the potential buyers that sense of comfort when they walk into the home.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, you know better than anybody being a realtor, when you walk into a home and it's outdated and it's dark, everybody's going to walk out and say, I don't even want to begin to start doing this. So you really kind of want to freshen things up. If you have outdated bathrooms, maybe even just throw a coat of paint on there on the vanity if you want to update it and, you know,
good
clean
tips.
It up. Just make it look bright and everything.
I totally agree. I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is I Love New Jersey, location, location, location. Maria Bowers from Be Designed is here in studio, interior decorator. We're going to go to our last break. Thanks for watching in. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
A college education, you don't have to go into debt before you even begin.
The actual price of a college education today could cost more than $200,000. Even if you don't qualify for financial need-based assistance, Premier College Funding can help you and your family cut college costs and find efficient ways to pay for college.
Call 908-788-3799 for a free consultation or visit us online at premiercollegefundingllc.com. Getting a college degree doesn't have to break the bank.
That's the one I updated. Yes, we're talking today about interior designs for your home and how with the $125 consultation, Maria Bowers here from Be Designed, and you can look it up, B and then D-E-S-I-G-N with a D on the end, right here in Hunterdon County, can come over and start the process with you. Like if you're thinking about selling, she can help you declutter, give you some tips at least on how to stage your house or stage it. Mm-hmm. If you're a new homeowner and you just have this beautiful house that you bought, hopefully from me, and then you don't know what to do with the rooms, you can hire her, have her come out, and as the expert, she can tell you what you can make the most of the room to. And she has before and after pictures, and she actually does a lot of social media on her Facebook page, keeping you up to date with her projects and how they're coming along, and that's really cool.
I do. I like posting everything, the before and afters, and like I said to you before, I have really started sharing more of a personal story of mine, especially since we first moved a month ago. I feel like people need to see what's happening in my own home and know that I do share the same things in regards to switching out furniture and everything like that and playing around. But it's also for people to get to know me a little bit better. And that's the biggest thing in regards to my clients. Like I said, I get just as invested in their homes as they do. And I want it to make them feel like when they come home, they're like, oh, you know, it's like finally it feels like how we wanted it to feel. And it's really just, I like sharing all of that on Facebook. So, you know, I put on my 3D designs, and especially with the basement project that I was just talking about, all the walkthrough, the 3D walkthroughs in there. And since we're just finishing up the project, probably in the next couple of weeks, the pictures, the end all pictures should be up in September or something.
Are you doing like all the furniture with them too?
I'm doing all the furniture with them. Since it is the basement, there wasn't a lot that I needed to purchase. But that doesn't necessarily, I mean, around the TV area, we're doing shelves and everything like that. So that's really the fun part of it. As I was saying to you before, I really like the styling aspect of it. The end, you know, some designers like just doing all the furniture, and then the styling is really where your personality comes out in regards to what you want to put on the shelves, even the types of pillows, throw blankets and everything. I get so excited with that
stuff. You can tell. Yeah, that's so great. You're never coming to my house, that's for sure. I always laugh because we always say the shoemaker's shoes never tied. So it's interesting about you saying that you're sharing because you're authentic to the fact that you love to do this so much and you do it at your house. Yeah. Over the years, most of the time, years and years and years, the first time I ever heard the shoemaker's shoes never tied is because I had a friend who owned a furniture store. And I could not wait to see their house. Because I figured it had to be amazing.
Beautiful.
But when I got there, it was like trash. Like all the furniture was like crocheted Afghans on this, you know, old stuff. And I remember the dad, he looked at me, he's the owner, and he looked at me and he goes, Jeannie, just remember, the shoemaker's shoes never tied. And I was laughing because all my world of public relations, my company for 10 years, and then Wakers, my thing. When I'm in real estate and I'm at a home inspection or I'm looking at a house for sale or I'm a buyer, all I go is like this. Oh, because all of it at my house is a disaster. But it's funny. You know, that's the way it goes. But it's nice and refreshing, actually, to see that you are actually sharing the stuff that you are doing at home as well. But I love the way you evolved into the journey of your business, too, because it was almost like you were at a point where you wanted to be home with your kids, be home with them before they got into kindergarten, and then you were able to just take your love for, and you know, an eye, I guess, interior designs, and then make that your career now. And then, you know, it's great.
It has been a blessing because it has given me the flexibility to be home with them but also working. Have that creative outlet. Yeah. And I think that's important for, you know, moms in general. You know, we hit a point to where, you know, we find that we're doing everything for everybody else and nothing for ourselves. And I had hit that point to where I was like, you know what, in the future, I'd like to do something for myself. And it really, it did start out with me always because I was home with two little boys, constantly moving things around just to get a different perspective, trying to come up with the best solution for all of their toys, storage-wise.
Yeah, it made you an expert in doing it. Yeah, you were in training all that time.
Yes. And I mean, it came to a point to where my older son would come home from work and be like, so what did you decorate? What did you move around, mama? But I love doing it. And it's just, and I think that's, you know, the most important thing. It's, you know, it's not somebody just coming in and being like, okay, you know, you need to fix this up. Like, I truly invest my time into their home, my client's home. You know, I get personal, you know, relationships out of it.
I'm sure.
A lot of them, you know, I've been very fortunate with great clients, and it just really has been such a good journey.
It's nice. It's very rewarding, I'm sure, for you to see the before and afters and the family and see how they love what your idea was.
Yes. I squeal like they do on HGTV.
Yeah, That's so cute. So, okay. So last words, what would you like to everybody out there to know and how to get in touch with you?
Okay. Well, like Jeannie said, I am on social media on Facebook, so you can look me up under Be Designed. You can also find me on Instagram, which is connected. My name is longer on Instagram. But really, I'm 100 local. I work with a lot of stores around here, and I know the type of clientele that live out here. You know, I do have an appreciation for everybody's different style. We all have our different styles in our own homes, and I have an appreciation for that. And I just want to make everybody's home feel as relaxing and comfortable and
their own.
And their home.
Their own. And you also, I love that tip that you said, don't follow the trends as much as follow what you're about.
So yes.
Your home can express that to everybody.
Yes. I know a lot of people like, you know, the gray trend. And, you know, now I'm so excited because more colors are coming back into play. There's a lot more wallpaper coming back in.
What?
It's
what?
I know.
Is it
back
really
on trend with your wallpaper?
All right. That's best news I've ever heard.
And it is exciting to get caught up in that. But I think at the end of the day, you really just want to stay true to what you like, whether it's traditional, whether it's farmhouse, boho. There's so many different styles, and they're all mixed together. But really, just stay true to what you like, and maybe take one room and do a trend there. And just something that can easily be fixed.
Right. Or changed back when the trend goes out.
Which is why I do, I play with accessories a lot. That's really where I put like the pop of color in, whether it's a rug or pillows. The larger investment pieces that you're sitting on, chairs, couches, all of that stuff, I like to keep a classic neutral, because the accessories are easier to switch out when the trend goes.
That's so perfect. We have to go because it's the end of the show already. Okay. So I'm Jeannie Murphy again. This is I Love New Jersey Radio, 100 in Chamber. Location, 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 100 in County. It's right like an hour from Philadelphia, hour from the Jersey Shore, you know, Poconos, whatever.
Hour from the city.
Yeah, hour from New York. What the heck? Anyway, so again, Maria Bowers, Be Designed, local interior decorator right here. And if you know someone who's looking to sell their home and needs some staging or thoughts on how to declutter, you can get in touch with her. And if you're a new buyer and you're thinking, I don't know what to do, this is a great house I bought, here she is. You've got a basement that's unfinished and you want to put your energy into making your living space even better, there she is. So thanks for watching in again. Have a great day. I'm Jeannie Murphy, Weikert, Flemington.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial Advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former special counsel in the Russia investigation, Robert Mueller, at the first of two hearing appearances he'll make today, pressed by Republican Jim Jordan about Joseph Misfit, the Maltese professor who's believed the source of the claim that the Russians had damaging information about Hillary Clinton before the 2016 election.
Did you interview Misfit?
Can't get into that.
Is Misfit Western intelligence or Russian intelligence?
Can't get into that.
A lot of things you can't get into. What's interesting, you can charge 13 Russians. No one's ever going to see him. You can charge them. You can charge all kinds of people who are around the president with false statements. But the guy who launches the guy who puts this whole story in motion, you can't charge him. I think that's amazing.
I'm not certain I agree with your characterizations.
Mueller next goes before the House Intelligence Panel, and this is USA Radio News.
I used to wonder when I saw people going into nice hotels, really nice hotels, taking a pillow with them. That was before I got a MyPillow, because I know it doesn't matter where I'm going. Whether I'm going to a 1-star, 3-star, 5-star hotel, MyPillow goes with me, whether it's just overnight or whether it's on vacation. And here's the great deal about MyPillow right now. The lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. Two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow. The lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And it's still the same pillow. Great pillow. 60-day money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty. And call them. 1-800-951-8175 or Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, click on the two-pack special, and get the best deal you've ever gotten on a good night's sleep when you get a MyPillow.
Mark Esper sworn in yesterday as the new Secretary of Defense. Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito giving him the oath of office in the Oval Office, after which Esper thanked President Trump for bolstering the military.
Our military has made tremendous gains in recent years thanks to your leadership, and we stand ready today to take on any challenge. And while our soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines stand guard each and every day, we will ensure their families are well taken care of.
The Archdiocese of New York is agreeing to a settlement in a case involving two sisters from the Bronx who say they were sexually abused by a well-known priest. The two say the late Monsignor Charles McDonough began molesting them when they were seven in the early 1970s. A piece of music history on the auction block, Lucille. The guitar of the late blues legend B.B. King will go up for bid in September. It's valued between $80,000 and $100,000. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump now suing to try to block the House Ways and Means Committee from accessing his tax returns. USA Radio's Wendy King has more.
It was only 2 weeks after New York Governor Andrew Cuomo signed a law